I'd like to invite the children to come up for the children's message. Good. Hi. Lena want to come up? Hi, Lena. And this is where the pastor throws out his back, and then the Christian Ed director gets to finish the children's message. Okay. You're all going to hold your breath, aren't you? There we go. There. Yeah, you can hold that. Hi, everybody. How are you? Good? Yeah. Tell me something. Do you ever exercise?
Yeah.
You do? What kind of exercise do you like to do? Oh, you do? Like pull up things like that? Oh, that is cool. Yeah. What kind of exercise do you?
Me and my sister do a workout session
every week. A workout session every week? Wow. Yeah. Lena, do you like to exercise? Do things? Like jump around? Yeah. Yeah. You know, a lot of us, it's good to exercise because we keep ourselves in good shape. And as some of you know, my wife and I have started exercising. We get up at 4:30 in the morning and go at 5 a.m. for an hour of exercise. And I'm not conscious yet, so I don't realize what I'm doing at 5 a.m. But it gets us kind of going for the day. And one of the things that we do is we exercise with weights. Now, this is a weight. This is actually a 2 pound weight, and this is 5 pounds, and you have the 3 pounder, that's a 5 pounder, and here, Lena, this is a 3 pounder, can you hold that? Yeah, okay, and then this is even bigger, this is 8 pounds, you can hold that one? Okay, and when we started going for these exercises, they told us we could pick a weight, and then we would hold it. And so I first picked up the little weight. Let's see. I picked up the little weight like this one. And I said, that's too light. I'm a guy. I'm going to get a bigger weight than that. So then I picked up the 5 pounder. And I said, you know what? I can do even better than that. I'll pick up. We're just going to hold it. So, okay, I'll just have the 8 pound weight. Right? And then, you know what the instructor said? The instructor said, now hold it straight out in front of you. And I thought, oh, that's not too hard. That's just an 8 pound weight. And after about 2 minutes of that, and we all kind of look at, when do we stop? And she said, don't worry, there's only 2 more minutes. And by then, I think I was still holding it, but my arm was shaking like that, and my head was bobbing up and down, and I was starting to get even sweatier than I do underneath this robe, so I probably ought to stop that. But what I realized was when you hold it out like this, it gets a lot heavier, a lot quicker. Hold it out like that. Hold it straight out for just a minute and see. It does. And even with a lighter one, even with the little ball, I found even that after about 5 minutes of holding that weight out there, you start to really feel it. But you know what I found is that as I kept doing it, you know, Lena, see that? That's a light one, isn't it? Isn't that nice? Yeah. And I found that after I kept doing this, you know, a number of times, I found that I could hold it longer and straighter without shaking, and then I found that I could hold it for the whole time that the instructor wanted. Now, this was after many days of doing this same exercise. Why do you think I could do that? Yeah, because I got used to it and started building up some muscles, you know, really mighty muscles here. But I started what we called toning. I started to get toned. Not buff, just toned. Okay, but it meant that by exercising and keeping it up, you start to get in condition and you can do more and more and more. And although we don't have exercise, we do have exercise. We have some yoga around here. But, yeah, we do have, we'll talk to you. We have a yoga class. Yeah, does that? Yeah. But you know what? If you do things more and more and get more practice, you get stronger. And it's the same way with faith. We do faith exercises. Do you know that? We do church exercises. What do we call our church exercises? I'll give you a hint. One of them's like this.
Praying.
Praying is a church exercise. Another one is one that we do in church, we just did, where we have the hymn book. What exercise is that? Singing. Yeah, and praising. We have a choir to lead us. And we also, we read. What do we read when we call it God's Word? What do we read from? The Bible, yeah. Reading the Bible also is a church exercise, because the more we do that, the stronger in faith we can become, and then more and more things that we can try to do for God. So remember that these are physical exercises, and also they're good to get you into a good frame of mind for the day, but we also do church exercises, which are prayer and reading the Bible and worship and all the different things we do as a church, and also reaching out in mission. Okay? So let's have a prayer. Will you pray with me? We pray. Dear God, we thank you for all the exercises that we can do to make us stronger in body and in spirit and in love. Amen. Okay, great. So you're going to go with Mrs. Adler? Okay.